This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Noreen Sullivan, who is the CCO of my business, Art Hero LLC, and the owner of SFTA Creative, which stands for Super Fantastic, Terrific, and Awesome, and is a content marketing agency. She is the founder of Genius Breakthrough, a system for activating the creative mind. She is a sociologist, artist, businesswoman, poet, and stand-up comic, and she loves helping people to achieve their dreams. I brought Noreen on today to talk about all things art and business, but first, Noreen, thank you for showing up today.
Thanks for having me, Joanna.
Yeah, you and I talk all of the time about all the things with Art Hero and SFTA, but this is going to be a really fun opportunity, I think, for us to focus more on you and your art and your creativity. So you ready for it?
As ready as I'll ever be.
That's always the best part, is radio is really just laying down a conversation between two people. So for me, where I really wanted to start was, people may only know you in certain windows, right? Some people see you as this businesswoman. Some people see you as the poet. So I wanted to kind of really dive into this artist side of you. And I know we've had you on before, and I know we've talked about this a little, but I want to just dive in a little bit more. Where did your creativity come from? And how did you really get into art as a younger child?
Well, I think that my creativity comes from being sort of different, I guess. I have a late diagnosis as being on the autism spectrum, and I think as a kid, I would, you know, make my own toys and make my, not because my family couldn't afford it or anything, it's just I was more interested in telling stories and making my own things up. And I think we talked before that my grandparents were vaudevillians on my dad's side, and on my mom's side, my grandfather was a painter. So, I mean, there was a lot of creativity around me, and I also just had a view on the world that was a little bit different.
Yeah, I totally can back that up knowing you. You have such a unique perspective that you bring to the table in business and art and creativity. So I love knowing that sort of this tinkering idea was something that was really early born into you. And you actually went to school for art, right?
Yeah. So I have a Bachelor in Fine Arts from the Museum School in Boston, and through when I was at Harvard. So I studied art history and painting, and specifically watercolor painting is what I have done for most of my adult life, though I can use other mediums, and I've done collage work and different kinds of work. But, I think I liked watercolor because it was hard. They say it's the hardest medium because you paint backwards. You have to leave the white in oil. You start with the darks and then you finish in the lights. But white is the paper in watercolor. So it's sort of like controlled accidents, you know, you're on the page and then you have to wait till it fully dries. And then, so there's a interesting combination of having to move quickly and adapt, and also to organize and plan it out so it doesn't like run or do anything like that.
You know, thank you for explaining that. Watercolor has always been the thing I've been most drawn to, but like that first couple of times I get out a piece of paper and my paintbrushes and the watercolors, it is just a mess, quite frankly. But like you said, it's controlled accidents. And that is such a fascinating thing to think about. I hadn't really thought about that because I've never really gone to school for it. So it's just kind of like what we do with Art Hero and bring the frameworks, right? When you understand the frameworks behind how to create art, you can really dabble in any medium.
Right. And I particularly like to paint as the French say, in plein air,
mm-hmm.
meaning outside, or focusing on the landscapes and being right there and having to act quickly to capture the light and the moment, just bringing an immediacy to the work.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the plein air, and it's such a fun concept. You know, every now and then there's some downtown events, and there's actually one coming up in Black Mountain that you're going to be doing some, right, plein air painting and some other
great
show
stuff.
Yeah,
I submitted to the Black Mountain garden painting. So that on Friday, July 8th, I will be in the gardens painting while all the garden tours are going on. And so the 2 days of our Friday and Saturday, July 8th and 9th, where there'll be a different artists there. And then the following weekend, there is a group show of what people painted, and it is a fundraiser for the
Black Mountain Center for the Arts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that they're bringing so many different unique pieces to the table for a fundraiser, and, you know, maybe putting on your marketing hat for a second, I'm sure you can kind of look at the things that really generate unique community involvement, especially in a fundraiser, tend to be a lot more successful. People are excited to go and engage in creativity and art. And it just seems to really be sort of a wonderful marketing tip to anyone, whether you're working in the arts world or not, right? Interject some art into your fundraisers.
Or into your, just in your day, you know.
Yes.
One of the things in Genius Breakthrough, when I'm working with people who want to have creative problem-solving skills, not only artists, but executives and people coming into that, is like using a different way to illustrate your problem, like, you know, like doodle what's blocking you, or, you know, so bringing creativity into business is a really important skill.
Yeah. I love that so much. I really get into, you know, I've had Amy Clymer, and she's a creativity coach, and she goes into, you know, Fortune 500 companies, and these people are very not traditionally thinking outside of the box, right? And so she really discusses the convergent versus divergent thinking of, when is it time to solve the problem? When is it time to get creative with it? Because you and I both know how many times we run into a work problem or something, and when we're beating our head against the wall trying to like fit it into the puzzle piece, it doesn't seem to work. When we sort of take an afternoon off or go sit outside and maybe, you know, use one of your genius breakthrough techniques, we tend to just get more of those answers that really solve the problem. It's just so fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that the way people view the world naturally is through a creative lens. But I think the idea that there's only one right answer, you know, from going to school and, you know, sit in your seat and raise your hand kind of thing, and then you go into the business world or the art world or almost any other situation, and there's, like, as you like to say, there's more gray areas. There's not the right answer. There's you may want to have six answers and choose the best one. And, you know, that's always interesting too. How people look at things and how there are lots of ways to, as they say, skin a cat. Not that I would ever harm any cat.
No cats were harmed in the recording of this radio show. No. I want to bring up the term neurodivergent, because I think it's one you and I really hold to really deeply, right? I've got my anxiety diagnoses. You acknowledged your diagnoses. And this is what makes us really powerful, by taking these different ways our brains work and combining them, right? There are skill sets you have that I don't have. There's skill sets that my clients and colleagues have that I don't. And me sitting in my expertise allows me to thrive more. And I just love how you and I particularly have been able to balance our own different neurodivergences off of each other and really use that as the superpower like I talk about in Art Hero. So I want to kind of pivot for a second because there's another workshop series that you have coming up that I just need to know more about. So do you want to talk about it a little or break down maybe Michael Chekhov's process first? Where do we want to start with that?
Well, let me give you a, so obviously I'm a painter and visual artist, but I'm also a performance poet and performer. And when I was younger, I had the opportunity to study at the Phoenix Theater with Sasha Tichy from the Moscow Art Theater and learn the Michael Chekhov method of the archetypal gesture. And so many people may have heard of like Stanislavski and method acting. Chekhov and Stanislavski both studied under Vatongov, who was the master at the Moscow Art Theater. Wow. And they were trying to figure out the ways to get more real performances. And Stanislavski was like, it's all in the mind. You have to do all that method acting and like get in that mindset of that character. Where Chekhov said, no, it's not. The best place to access your mind is through your body. Mm. And so Chekhov's gesture work is... he's sort of like very Jungian, and he says that there's certain archetypal gestures where either pushing things away or pulling things in or reaching or, you know, expanding and contracting. Mm-hmm. And so there's 10 archetypal gestures, and I'm going to be at the Center for Creative Collaboration in Asheville is hosting this 12-week program. So the first one is an introduction. Then each week we will explore one archetypal gesture. And it's not just for performers. It's for all artists who want to access creativity through their body. Mm-hmm. And there'll be times to sort of free write or work on or draw or whatever within the class. And then the final one will be a performance of whatever people decided or learned or want to show, whether it's a visual or a theater thing or a poem or a novel or whatever. So I will be teaching that from actually the very next day after.
I know. You're going to have a busy July weekend.
It runs on Saturdays, and you can make reservations now. I have a flyer, and I can direct people to that at the end.
Yeah, and we can drop some of the links in the show notes, too, for anybody that's interested. I want to kind of circle around to one of the points that I find really important because you know me, I've got this mental health spin. I did mental health work for so long. Realizing that activating your mind through your body is becoming more and more popular across all fields and dynamics. So it's really cool to hear Chekhov be like, you know what? We don't have to conquer the mind first. Let's conquer the body and then conquer the mind through that conversation. And I just think right now it is just such a hot button conversation on how do you neurohack, right? If we're talking about neurodiversity and these other ways of thinking and processing, one really powerful neurohack tool is learning how to connect in with your body. And that can be as simple as breath. That could be taking this archetypal gesture workshop class. That can be, you know, getting out in nature and putting your feet on the ground, right? Something as simple as what they call grounding out, which is barefoot on the earth, is a somatic exercise nowadays. And I just think it's so amazing. And I just love how artists and creatives, we are coming up with these concepts way before science ever catches up with us.
Right. I mean, well, the Chekhov stuff was almost 100 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's amazing that the conversation was being had through artists. And you know how I feel, right? Artists are always the ones that are pushing the forefront, that are always seeing those new paths that can be created And I really just wanted to hit that on the head. Like, look, modern science is really excited about this concept that Chekhov has been talking about for 100 years, right?
Right. And it's not as regularly taught in the United States as much as the Stanislavski and the method acting is. So it's an interesting opportunity, and I've, you know, and as I said, I've adapted it for all artists. Anybody who wants to come can come, and you don't have to attend all 12 weeks. You can just come for the day if a certain gesture strikes you.
No pun intended. Sorry, that one got me. So I want to also dive into a little bit more about what the Center for Creative Collaboration actually is. Like, please enlighten us a little bit more about this project.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me just say it. It's CCC, the Center for, it's Connection and Collaboration in
Thank Asheville. You. Center for Connection and Collaboration.
Right. I just make sure that I got it
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
My friend, Claire Elizabeth Barrett, lives in North Asheville, and she's converted the back garage freestanding space into an educational class space, and parts of the house are now also creative collaboration space, and she wants to help artists meet and work together and develop like sort of new methodologies and performances. And so over the winter, she hosted the Winter of Poetry with, poetry classes and events, which was really fun. This is the first, the class that I'm teaching is the first big seminar to be held in the renovated space.
That is so exciting. And it also really touches on your love of writing and poetry too. So maybe before we wrap up for the day, we can dive in a little bit into what your poetry style is, how you're able to, you know, share your poetry. I know you work with some of the groups in town. So tell us more about how poetry really lights you up and you use it for your art processes.
Well, it's interesting because when I started writing, I was very much a writing to publish, not necessarily perform.
Turn and burn, right?
Right. And sort of, well, you know, or just coming from an academic, you know, sort of the word on the page and, but I would do different poetry readings and things, but I wouldn't have considered myself a slam poet, at all, but, I was, I had a bad car accident and a bunch of things happened, and I just was at this weird place last, maybe almost 2 years ago. And I decided I was just going to figure out what I like to do for myself. And I was like, well, I used to do a lot of stand-up. I used to do a lot of poetry. I used to do all these things, and kind of life gets in the way.
Yeah.
And then I attended the Poetry Slam with the Humans in Poetry group and got more involved. And so now I do a lot more sort of spoken word kind of things as well. I think I do a bit of both, the classic academic kind of poetry and the sort of more performance oriented poetry. But for me, poetry is creative nonfiction. It's making the very personal universal through that intimacy, and that's whether you're performing it or creating an atmosphere on the page. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
I love that perspective, and I just want to reflect back. First off, you wrote a poem for me when my mom passed, and it's something I still go back and read, and it is so intimate. But anyone could read this poem and also find connection and understanding in it. And so your words have really impacted me deeply. But you also carry this line of knowing the system and knowing the frameworks and knowing the pathways, and then finding where the appropriate place to dissent and to, you know, disrupt. And I just think that if I could sum you up, Noreen, that would be that perfect dichotomy of playing in the boundary and then also breaking the rules.
That's a big compliment. Thank you, Joanna, for that.
I was hoping so, because not everyone would feel the same way, but I know you. You're like, yep, that's a good balance. So as we wrap up the show today, because I'm so grateful we got to talk more about your art and creativity, where do you want to send people? What events, what click links would you like to have people go and check out for you?
The registration for the checkoff class is at the ccc.avl.nc@gmail.com. If you email them, you can reserve a spot in the 12-week seminar, and we'll put the flyer up. And then the Art in Bloom, I don't know. I think we'll have to put the click link up.
Yeah, I actually found that one. It's blackmountainarts.org/artinbloom. Luckily, right? We love a good URL slug. So yeah, I think people should definitely go check that out and go and support the fundraiser and you as well. So thank you so much for coming out. And then why don't you just plug the SFTA website for anybody who might
learn. If content marketing help or storytelling or need just help framing your world for your customer, go to www.sftacreative.com, and we provide a free consultation.
I love it. Well, Noreen, thank you for being my colleague, my friend, my champion, supporter, all of the things. It means a lot to me. And as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com. I would love to hear any show suggestions you have or questions. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.